They keep bringing up the time that you beat me in Street Fighter when I was completely drunk and having allergic reactions to your cat. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go ahead and call you out on a rematch. Super Nintendo, my house. No tricks, no cheats, no nothing.
I love
straight
this
up.
Message so
let
much.
Me know when you're ready. Good night. I love you.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at the Comic Syndicate. .podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 195. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter here with my boy,
Rem the Beaner.
What up, G? What's good, man?
What's going on? Not much, man. Just a fucking hot day, man.
Yeah, dude.
Hot
it's
couple
the
days.
Wave. Yeah.
Hot couple days.
How you been? How was your weekend, man?
It was okay. My brother came from Arizona.
Very cool. How's he doing?
He's doing good. He has like 4 kids now.
Okay.
And we all hung out at the pool and just talked, and it was good.
Right on.
It was really good. I was surprised my sister was being normal, so it was cool. Not fucking wanting to fight his wife.
Oh.
It was good.
Yeah. You guys are an interesting bunch. But then again, I can't talk shit because my family's pretty fucked up, too.
No comment on that.
I love the fuck out of them, but fuck, I fucking hate their guts, too, dude. No, I love all you guys. Did you do anything exciting this weekend besides that?
Before we start, we talked about so many complaints about my fucking vape.
Yes, we did.
Losing listeners left and right. So
yes,
I'm at the vape shop, and I've been to a lot of vape shops for the past couple years, and my home's been there for about a year now.
Freedom Vapes. Dope spot.
They, you know, when you go in there, they're nice. They help you as a
they're all cool as fuck.
They're all cool as
down
fuck.
To earth. Yes.
I mean, have you been to any other vape shops?
One other, and then I walked in and I asked a stupid question about a coil, I think, and Brad's like, I don't even work here.
Yeah, see, that's a problem with vape shops that I've been to a lot, and you feel like an idiot if you don't know what you're talking about or what. These guys at Freedom Vape, though, are dope. They don't make you feel stupid. They help you, and it's kind of like a community family type feel.
And it's all military cats and ex-military cats, and people that are in the reserve are employed there. It's a dope spot, and like you said, dude, I went with you a few times before I started pick up my own mod.
Right.
And they're fucking helpful. Like, I'm like, dude, I'm a smoker. I need to smoke in my car. My commute sucks. And they were just cool and walking me through fucking
walking through, like, what do you like? Okay, how about this taste? And what about this taste?
Yeah.
And they're really good. And they helped me out with my problem with the vape.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know what? Why don't you try this one out? And it I don't know if it's any better. I'll do a puff real quick and see if it's
a
lot better.
Oh, you do have
a new mod. Let me see.
It's a lot more silent than the fucking.
Can you guys hear that? Did we just lose two listeners?
We lost like five more.
Five
listeners
more. Right, but anyways, they helped me out.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Their site is on our website.
Yes, so go to comicsyndicate.com.
Yes, and you'll see their banner, Freedom Vapes, hit it, and they go straight to their
website.
Yes, and they always have good sales, really good people there in Orange County. So if you're in Orange County and you don't like your vape shop, hit this place up, please.
Definitely, dude. All right, so, and I believe Jose started following us on Instagram recently.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Dallas fan.
I'm like, who the fuck is this guy, this Dallas fan? I'm like, oh, I know this fucking guy. Yeah, he's one of the guys who works there, dude. He's going to hopefully start his own pod soon. But
yes,
he says he listens to the show. That's fucking dope.
Cool beans, guys.
I've been needing to go back in, dude. I need some more juice, dude. All right, man, do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
I do.
Okay, episode 95, we entitled hashtag Urban Legends.
Okay.
At Mem the Beaner and at For the Villain play catch up. We spoke about what the fuck news. Indiana man chokes fiance for trash talking NASCAR.
Oh, I do remember that one.
Teacher investigated after allegedly sharing nude photos of her boob job with students.
That's okay.
Right?
It's biology.
Hey, there you go.
Stuff.
Anatomy. Yeah, perfect, dude. We hit hashtag urban legends, 10 bone chilling urban legends, which was a new topic for us, dude.
Right.
I remember a few of those, but, dude, sorry about the sound quality right now, guys.
Fixing the wires.
Yeah. All right, guys. What else? Well, we hit comic news, Marvel and DC movies and shows talk. We hit comic reviews, all new X-Men number 41. I hit 3 and 5, Infinity Gauntlet, Secret Wars number 1. Battle World Inhumans number 1, and Old Man Logan, Secret Wars number 1. We hit Nailbiter number 13. We hit Future Imperfect number 1. We hit Star Wars number 6. We hit Secret Wars number 3, Jesus. Which was the book of the week. That's when we had fucking time to read.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And Secret Wars was actually Jonathan Hickman and Assad Ribic is what we were talking about. So, yeah. Did you do anything exciting for the 4th of July?
No, just hung out, dude. What about you?
It's kind of boring. No, 4th of July went fucking... I had off from both jobs, which was fucking dope.
Nice.
And if I would have worked all the way through, I think I would have hit like 24 days working straight. Uh-huh. So I needed the day off, dude. I actually requested this past weekend off, too. I guess the only cool things I did for 4th of July, the day after 4th of July, the coworkers at the second job, it was Christian. He's in our fantasy football league.
Nice.
Dope fucking cat, dude. I'm the oldest dude that hangs with them, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that Christian invited me to his a bonfire he had at Huntington Beach on Wednesday night after the office. I just took my clothes and
Wednesday night,
yeah,
bonfire. Who does this on a school night?
Yeah, but they have different schedules than what I do.
Oh, okay, okay.
So he had got there early in the morning, and by the time I got off of work, I picked up Erica and Lydia, and then we drove out there and just bonfired it up. Went to sleep a little late for a Wednesday night, but the fact that they invite an old cat like me, I appreciate it. So it was good company. It was Christian, Erica, Lydia. Oh, my gosh. Who was it, dude? Myra, Dom, Adrian was there. Wow. Alyssa was there. So a lot of cool people from the second job just chilling. And we were playing fucking Never Have I Ever. First time I ever played it. Okay. So Never Have I Ever. And then each person would go, you know, in a circle. Never Have I Ever Kissed a Guy. Another man or whatever.
Never.
So you have 10 fingers up, and every time I guess you get caught on one, you put a finger down. But they're like, never have ever had sex on a beach. I'm like, okay, there's one for me. Never have ever done heavy drugs. Oh fuck, I'm not on that one.
Right.
So like, I'm like, wow, I am too experienced for this. Like, I was eliminated right away, dude.
Shit.
But it was just fun. Again, hanging out with the coworkers, they're dope as fuck. So thanks for the invite, Christian. I know he listens to the show, dude. Cool. Next one's gonna be, okay, so Friday night after work, dude, one of my boys hit me up. So Friday night, coming off, I don't know, this had to have been by 1 o'clock, past 1 o'clock or so, and my boy hits me up, and he leaves me a voice message. And this is the voice message he left me.
You have 2 saved messages. Saved message.
Hey, Josias, it's Christopher Pacheco. It is kind of important, so I don't know if I should text you or just finish that voicemail, but, they keep bringing up the time that you beat me in Street Fighter when I was completely drunk and having allergic reactions to your cat. So I'm going to go ahead and call you out on a rematch. Super Nintendo, my house. No tricks, no cheats, no nothing.
I love
straight
this
up.
Message so
Let
much.
Me know when you're ready. Good night. I love you.
To replay this message. Right?
Okay, so that's my boy Chris, dude. I used to work with his brother Mikey at the office. And their whole family is dope, has always been good to me, kind to me. And met Chris, and I love these guys. Like, sincerely fucking love these guys. So then I get out of work, I call him up right away. I'm like, motherfucker, is that Chris? What's up, dude? So, yeah, I had off this weekend, and it was me making rounds.
Right. Keep going.
So me making the rounds was I had the day off, so spending a day for myself, for me time, which I never get or never have. So I actually went on a run finally. I went to lunch with, the cafe crew, the bar crew that I have at the second job. We went to lunch. I took them. I bought pizza and beer for the guys. Good chill time with them. And then after that, I chilled with my office boy, homie RG, and I took him to Frankenstein's.
Oh, that's where that picture was from.
Yeah, dude.
So I didn't get an invite, by the way, but it's all right.
You wouldn't have gone with me.
I would have went to Frankenstein's. And actually, no, it was kind of hot. How hot balls over there.
It's dope, though. It's a collectible fucking shop, comics, collectibles, fucking statues, everything dope that we normally like anyways. It's cool to check out. It's in City of Industry, right?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
It's off to 60.
So it was dope, dude. And then the last bit of news that I have that I'm really fucking jazzed about. One of our listeners, Lupe, hit me up today on Facebook, and it's a K-Rock thing. She's from, I forget where she's from, Calexico?
I think so.
Far away.
Far away.
And
thank God.
She's like, you know, this is this is I know you like this band, it's too far for me, and it's like K-Rock soundstage for Rise Against.
Oh, it's a good band.
I love the fuck out of these guys.
Yeah, it's a good band.
So I jumped on the site, and going down the rabbit hole, I found out that Rise Against is playing in L.A. Thursday night. Tickets were sold out Friday night. This Friday, I got 2 tickets for $40. So $80 for 2 tickets is dope. And I don't know my schedule until tomorrow from the second job. So
calling sick.
I'm not feeling so hot.
He looks fucking sick.
I don't feel so hot. But anyways, dude, that's all I got, dude. You ready to rock and roll, man?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about
any sense?
Boo Jesus.
Oh, yes, yes. Stories. Go for
it. So this is a story today. I do religion on Mondays with the kids. And I got a bunch of TK Kinders. And I get out the little special Bible with pictures. And right when I open it, boo.
What?
And I'm like, whoa, whoa.
Did you backhand the kid?
Did you just boo Jesus?
You asked the kid that.
Are you booing Jesus Christ?
Oh, wow.
That died for your sins? No. No. God is watching you right now. And what you say right now is going to reflect your whole entire life.
Wow, dude.
Okay. You don't fool Jesus. Jesus died for you. He took whippings for you. Have some respect.
Yeah.
You know what? Better yet, get out of the classroom. You're out of here.
Did
you're
you
out.
Kick him out?
I kicked him
up?
Out. Get out.
Good.
You're going to fool Jesus Christ. You're out of here.
Good.
So he started crying. But well, it's okay. You know what? It's all right.
I don't want to say it, but fuck him.
Yeah, you don't boo Jesus. Go fuck yourself. All right?
Idiot.
That is my... That
in
is,
class, you tell him?
Go fuck yourself. All right? Are you crying now, bitch? You fucking crying?
Don't be boos, Jesus. All right.
You don't think Jesus was crying when he was on the cross?
Oh, fuck me, dude. On that note, moving on. You want to know top 30 weird sex facts you may not know?
I probably don't know any of them.
These are going to go quick, dude. I have two articles. Hopefully, this is actually going to be the last of our couples, relationships talk, and sex talk for a while.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah, and I found some Jesus shitless articles where it's like, wow, these are pretty dark. So we lighten the mood with what we normally talk about. But yeah, let's just cut this with a... Top 30 weird sex facts you may not know. Number one, women are more willing to commit adultery during their ovulation than at any other time through their cycle, most notably due to their body's desire to fertilize the ovulated egg. Did you know that?
No.
They're more willing to commit adultery. Oh, broads, dude.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, right?
We went to Claim Jumper.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
And this waitress, she was beautiful. She had a beautiful face. And I kept... seen her staring at her, like my wife keeps staring at her.
I'm okay.
Like what's going on here? She goes, what do you mean? I go, we keep staring at her. Well, she's beautiful. I go, I know she's beautiful. Threesome? I go, what? No, she's not going to have a threesome. We're going to look like a bunch of 100s. Fucking one, she was all skinny and then us 2 zeros.
Idiot. I'm like, what the fuck is this 100?
So she goes, I would allow this to happen.
Wow, did you take up the offer?
No, I'm gonna
pussy.
Get out of here.
Pussy.
That just messes up relationship. It's marriage. Even. No, no.
She gave you but guys, I think hit us up. Hit him up at Mem the Beaner on Twitter.
Don't hit me up on that.
Pussy.
I think she was on her monthly cycle, so maybe that does make sense for her.
Yeah.
She's a little bit more
willing. Yeah, I guess, dude.
So.
Number two, most women who lose their virginity between ages 15 and 19 actually wish they had waited a bit longer. Additionally, most teenagers lose their virginity by age 17, but those who have not lost their virginity by age 24 tend to stay a virgin. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Number three, if a female ferret does not have sex for a year, she will die.
Sounds about right.
Number four, some people are wired to have more sex than others. Yes, scientists are not entirely sure why this is, but it is true in both males and females. Some will want more while others will want less. It just depends on how their brain is wired.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a sexual cat anyway.
I'm not, but it's okay.
Number five, this is one of the weird sex facts that most of us have not heard about before. During intercourse, your inner nose swells just as your breasts and genitals will. Really? This is most notably due to the increased flow of blood while having intercourse. I did not know that at all.
So if my dick gets hard, my nose gets hard?
Your nose?
Or nostrils or whatever?
Flare up? Yeah, your inner nose swells straight up, dude. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Number six, contrary to what men and women are led to believe, the size of a man's penis fully erect is not really that important. Besides, the average length of an erect penis is 5.6 inches.
Wait, how much?
5.6.
Oh.
Cut like 3.5 inches off that and I'm like right there. Number seven, for men, sex burns between 100 and 200 calories on average. On the other hand, it only burns about 69 calories for men. For women, sorry.
I can see that.
Yeah. And you know what? It's always harder for women to lose weight or burn off calories. That's just a natural thing.
It's just a thing of the world.
Yeah, unfortunately. Number eight, in case you were wondering, there is enough sperm in one single man to impregnate every woman on the planet who is fertile.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the power of our semen, dude.
You hear about that porn star that died?
The one that committed suicide?
No, the one that died choked on cum.
Holy shit.
Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Wow.
That would be definitely something we talk about on the show. I think Eric sent us that.
I did read that. Wow.
And then I posted it back up. At least she died doing something she loved doing.
Something she does best.
Right.
She choked. There was so much.
It was one of those porn videos where it's a gangbang of just like taking loads.
Yes. And I heard the guy had to like
scrape.
Scoop.
Yeah.
The gum out of her mouth. And the guy got mad. What the fuck? You're ruining the money shots.
Idiot. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. Now, is it bullshit? I don't know. But I don't know.
Dude, I think. That many dudes.
It had to have happened, right? Number nine, we all know you need to be in good health to have great sex, but studies show that lower cholesterol is directly related to a better performance in the bedroom.
Okay,
so I think I'm okay there. Number 10, for those who are wondering if their grandparents and great-grandparents still have sexual intercourse, the overwhelming answer is yes.
It's disgusting.
Wow, approximately one-third of women in their 80s continue to have sex with their husband or boyfriend, so long as they are both in good enough physical health to do so.
It's gross.
Well, no, because when I'm an old fucking bag, I want to think I'm still going to have sex.
Again, gross.
It's gross when I have regular sex now, dude. Number 11, humans are not the only ones interested in performing oral sex. Wolves, bears, and bats are also known to participate in the practice quite often, right?
Never knew that.
Never knew that either, dude. Horse. Interesting, though. Horse. Number 12, while many know that chocolate can be an excellent arousal for having sex, so aphrodisiacs, apparently the smell of pumpkin can help increase the blood flow to the penis to encourage erection. I didn't know that about fucking pumpkin. No. I like vanilla. The scent of vanilla kind of like...
Really?
Does it for me. Yeah, and they say...
Bacon.
It turns you on. Number 13, low blood sugar can easily cause harm to your love life as low blood sugar makes you irritable and less likely to want your partner.
True. I mean, not true.
I don't even need to go.
Not true.
Number 14, at the point of orgasm, both men and women tend to have a heart rate of approximately 140. This is not excessive, but just enters the common cardiovascular zone. Number 15, for men under the age of 40, their average time to erection is a mere 10 seconds. For some, it is shorter, and if it is much longer than 10 seconds, it may be an indication of erectile dysfunction. So that's something to look out for, guys. Number 16, the initial spurt of a man's ejaculation travels at approximately 28 miles per hour, even faster than the 100 meters dash world record, which is currently 22.9 miles per hour. Interesting. Odd, but interesting. Mm-hmm. But again, we said fucking weird sex facts. Number 17, for those intrigued by having a threesome, here you go, Adam.
Yeah.
What was it?
Claim jumper.
Claim jumper broad. I like it. For those intrigued by having a threesome, you will need to travel to Australia as 28% of the population admits to having done a threesome at least once. Wow. Let's go to Australia.
Nice.
Number 18, only 5% of the population have sex once a day, while 20% have sex 3 to 4 times a week. Wow, I'm so not in these categories anymore. The rest of the population are unknown, but hopefully not too spread out. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. That just depressed me. Number 19, women have the ability to make their voice sound sexier in order to entice their men when needed. Men, however, do not possess such an ability and simply have to rely on other factors. We spoke about that a few episodes back, dude. Number 20, approximately 60% of men who get aroused have erect nipples. In fact, the nipples are just as sensitive in men as they are in women, which is why so many men get erect nipples.
Interesting.
That's true for me, dude, actually, too.
This, yeah.
Sorry, you had to buy me some time there. Number 21, the recipe to the sensitivity of the clitoris is its 8,000 nerve fibers, which is twice as many as contained in the penis. As such, it is the area that most helps a woman reach orgasm. Yes, so true. Number 22, as an orgasm becomes imminent in a woman, the vagina decreases in size by as much as 30%. This contraction is most likely to help increase the sensitivity felt by the woman as she climaxes into the orgasm.
Nice.
Yeah, I knew that. Number 23, masturbation is known to help cure depression as the release of emotions and hormones when orgasm is reached to put your mind at ease and make you more comfortable with your own body.
Nice.
So yeah, definitely do it. Number 24, in order to know how much testosterone a man has, compare the length of his ring finger to his index finger. The longer the ring finger is in comparison to the index finger, the more testosterone in his body. And I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
My pinky is almost as long as my index finger, dude.
Right.
So do I have high testosterone? Yeah, actually, that's true. Number 25, for a woman attempting to reach climax, it will take her only 4 minutes through masturbation. However, it can take upwards of up to 10 to 20 minutes to reach climax during intercourse. That makes sense because she knows what she likes, right?
Yeah, the static is coming from this plug I have to unplug. So when I unplug it, it's going to make a loud noise. Awesome. So I'll stop it at the break.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude. Next one's going to be number 26. This could be one of the weirdest facts you've never heard about. Women who are prone to migraines are also more likely to have more sex. This is because orgasms can help alleviate the pain of a migraine.
Interesting.
There's a funny joke I heard the other week. A guy walks up to his wife, hands her some Tylenol. But I don't have a headache. Good, so then we can have sex. You know how they
always... Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, oh, it's good.
Okay, right. Number 27, approximately 1% of women can achieve full orgasm solely through stimulating their breasts. That's pretty rad.
Hmm.
Okay. Only 1%, though. Number 28, nearly two-thirds of all men and women have fantasized about another person while having sexual intercourse with their current partner. I don't have a current partner right now, so typically the one being fantasized about is not someone they will be able to have intercourse with, but it may increase theirs or their partner's satisfaction. So cool. Have you ever thought about someone else when you were
having Never.
Sex? Bullshit.
Never.
Number 29. When you are aroused and prepped for sexual intercourse, you are actually less likely to be grossed out by anything that happens.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
you're kind of out there. You're out there. You're completely out there.
You're completely in there.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, you are prone to fucking vulnerability right there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're in the moment.
And number 30, orgasms along with sneezes cannot be voluntarily stopped once they have started because they are psychological responses to an event.
Interesting.
Okay, so you really can't just put your orgasm on hold. So, all right, man, that's all we got. Again, probably going to be the last of relationship / sex facts we are going to have for a while. Bring some more articles next week.
Cool.
For us to shoot the shit on about, and fuck it, commercials, man.
Cool. Go to our website, The Comic Syndicate. You'll find an orange banner and a black banner. And the orange banner is Amazon, and if you go on there, go ahead and bookmark it. Whatever you're going to buy, go ahead and buy it anyways. Helps out a little bit. And today is, I believe, Amazon Prime Day, so lots of good deals today going on this week. And, yeah, we appreciate everyone that's helped us out. We're buying some new equipment coming up a couple months from now.
Yes.
So it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, guys, thank you to everyone that has jumped on. We totally appreciate it. We see it. And it goes straight into the podcast, guys.
It does. Like,
you guys are keeping the lights on. It doesn't come out of our pockets anymore, which is dope. And you guys have been nothing but fucking kick-ass. So thank you so much. You guys can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Just type in The Comic Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us wherever you guys can. We're easy going cats. Just share the podcast more than anything. Rate us, like us, that's fine, dude. But share the podcast, subscribe, and you guys can find my boy Adam.
You find me at MemTheBeater on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. We'll be right back with
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk.
And I hope we fix that. That little static. Sorry, guys, about that.
We know exactly what it was, guys.
Yeah, and, hopefully. I was just guessing.
Pretty much what we normally do, dude. Okay, first one's going to be, dude, Hellboy reboot could land at Lionsgate.
Lionsgate.
So it's a movie production company.
Oh, okay, yes. Same dude?
I don't know.
The same actor?
You would kind of want Homeboy to be Hellboy again. I'm like, he is Hellboy.
I think he's healthy enough to do it.
Right? And he looks like fucking Hellboy.
It does. Yeah. With no makeup, nothing.
Yeah. Next one's going to be Castlevania. Netflix has already greenlit season 2. And I don't even think the first season has been dropped.
It has. Friday.
Is it good?
I haven't watched it yet.
I
will watch it, though.
All right, cool. Next one's going to be Bumblebee. Producer says Transformers spinoff will evoke Generation 1. So the next one's going to be Bumblebee in the 80s. And it's going to give a lot of nods and throwbacks to the original cartoons.
An actual movie?
It's going to be based on Bumblebee.
But wow. Yeah,
so that they are going to do that? Fuck yeah. Sign me up for fucking the old school shit,
sweet,
dude.
Sweet.
Next one's going to be from Marvel News. Jeremy Renner broke both arms while filming Avengers Infinity War. Did you hear about that?
I did. No more Hawkeye.
Poor Hawkeye can't fly anymore.
He's dead.
Apparently, it wasn't that movie that he broke it on. It was his new comedy, the movie Tag.
Oh, I thought he broke it in that one.
I know, right? But still, it's a poor guy. I mean, he broke both arms, dude. DC Talk. The Batman director, Matt Reeves, has ideas for a trilogy. Director Matt Reeves concedes he has ideas for a larger Batman arc, but for the time being remains focused on a single film, and he wants to make it more noir-based, which we spoke about last week.
Yes.
Which I'm kind of down with, dude. And I think our ideas were pretty good, too, dude. If they can pull off a Clayface noir style, would be dope, dude.
Sick.
Even the fucking Penguin we were talking about, I think, last week, right?
Even with the effects, Clayface would be sick.
Would be dope, dude, yes. Yeah. Next one's going to be Batman Gotham by Gaslight is... Gotham by Gaslight is next DC animated film in works. So you're going to watch the next one with me. It's going to be the Batman and Harley Quinn. Nightwing is going to also star in that one.
Yes, we'll watch it.
You're still going to leave me hanging.
I will watch that because Marco won't.
Okay, next one's going to be just Comic Talk, dude. DC Comics drops prices for Dark Knight's Metal number 2 through number 6.
To what, like $3.99?
Yeah, just about, dude. Which is good, because those ones normally go for, like, what,
$5.99?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
Yeah. $6, dude. Or $4.99, I think.
Yeah, which is still, it's pricey, dude.
$5.
And then Batman is the villain, Joker's the hero, in Sean Gordon Murphy's new comic. So, Sean Murphy,
yes, love his art. Good art.
He's gonna write a Batman story. I think it's gonna be 6 issues long.
Sweet.
It's gonna drop in October, but he's gonna
flip him
the story. I'm kind of curious. And his art's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's beautiful,
gorgeous, dude, and dark, gritty. It's dope, dude. Mm-hmm. All right, man. This is probably gonna be a quick show, so take your fucking time, dude. Rock and roll.
Okay, so I'm still going with Valiant.
Good, Valiant.
So I got Bloodshot number 1, and. We start off with a mission to blow up these terrorists, but before it can happen, they see a small child and decide to wait. So, like, these guys are flying the ship, blow that fucking car up. He's in there, but they see a kid. The kid looks up at the plane and kind of reaches out her fingers and shocks the hell out of the drone and goes down. So they need to pick up the pilots. So okay. They send Bloodshot to save these guys from that airplane. So he flies out there and is immediately shot down with like missiles and shit in midair. Poof.
Okay.
So he goes down. He doesn't look like Bloodshot yet. He looks like a normal homeboy.
Regular dude, yeah.
They take his body, but Bloodshot has these nanomites that give him special abilities like healing factors, super strength, All this stuff, he has them in his body like a shitload. He comes back to life already in this area and he needs to be in. So it's kind of really good that they set it up that way. He finds his door, but he needs to go through all these dudes. And he makes quick work. You know, he doesn't have any secret, like, powers. He just uses guns and kills everything. Kills everyone in his way. There's a lot of them. Bloodshot gets to the door and is met up with a digital figure of his son that kind of stuns him, giving these other bad guys behind the door to kill him. When you kill him, he stops. And then his healing factor kicked in. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of only the way to really stop him and then deal with him. But this time around, they knew he has a healing factor. They already put him in his chair with all these tables, these tubes stuck in him. And a scientist tells Bloodshot that he has all these different lives downloaded into him, to Bloodshot. Mm-hmm. You have all these different lives. And he now takes all the past missions that Bloodshot has been on and downloads it onto like a hard drive. So he takes everything that he's been on, all the missions they sent him to kill people. He has all that proof, this scientist. This is a quote from the book. They filled your head. This was a scientist talking to Bloodshot. They filled your head with dozens of fictional wives and children and friends.
Okay.
Tailored and made for every possible scenario. Mm. Your brain is like a TV channel. Your brain is absorbed in a new show. A show
you think is your
life, but really is not. They do this to motivate you. You kill anyone they point at if it means to protect them. So they're using him. They're using all these fake things to make him do bad things.
Okay.
I only did Bloodshot number 1 and 2. We start off with the boy. Oh, actually, no. Hold on 1 second. Did he call it?
Still the end of issue number one.
Issue number one. So the scientist knows that this because he was part of the experiment to make him. They also put a camera in Bloodshot's head. So they see what he hears and sees everything from far away. Mm-hmm. Bloodshot doesn't take this well.
Kind of keeping tabs on him.
Yes. So they're actually seeing the scientist talk to him.
Yeah.
They're like, shit, he's telling them all this bad stuff. That's true. Bloodshot doesn't take it very well and breaks free from them and is on the run. He calls his officer to pick him up, and they do, but they pick him up in a body bag. They pretty much double-cross him, and they shoot him down. And they put him on the plane so they can take him back and erase whatever the scientist had told him.
Okay.
So that's issue 2. Issue 3, maybe I'll do next week. It's pretty good art.
Okay.
Really good.
I haven't read Valiant in a long time, so I'm really glad you're jumping into fucking Valiant, dude. Like, I jump into IDW. I mean, Transformers is all I read from IDW, but it's dope, dude. And Eternal Warrior was fucking great for this one as well, for Valiant. And it's dope, dude. So go for it.
This is a different comic.
Okay, do you want to end it? Because I only have 2 reviews.
That was it. You want me to do this one right now?
Yeah, rock and roll, dude.
Okay, so this is a comic book that I saw on Facebook. YouTube, one of these channels I watch where they say, you know, you need to read these kind of books. And this book is by Jeff Lemire.
That guy's dope.
I think it's one of his first works. And they say that this book is probably his best work.
His art, ever. He's an artist writer. His art is very, I don't know, I want to say different.
Well, this one is very,
like, you have to appreciate his art.
Yeah, this is very, how do I say it? No color, it's black and white. It's very, very
simple.
Simple.
Okay.
But
did he also write it?
He wrote it and drew it.
Okay, so yeah, this guy's a stud at doing both. For any guy to do that much work. But it's great work, dude.
This book is like...
He has one called Underwater Welder that I've been wanting to read, so I'll see if I can read that one. But yeah, go ahead, man.
This is called Essex County. I don't know how to say the fucking word.
Essex County. Now you're perfect, dude.
And, man, this book is... I'll do the first book. I didn't get to the second book.
No, go for it.
But I heard it's a book that it has 3 stories in it.
Okay.
And 1 story, 2 story, and then the third one, they all come together somehow. I'm not going to spoil everything, so I'm going to leave some of the stuff out of this. I want you guys to read this. It's actually pretty good. We start off with a boy with a cape reading this it put me back when I this reading this put me back to when I was a kid.
Dope, dude.
Having lots of imagination of being a superhero and stuff like that. So this kid's just pretending to play, reading comic books. But this story is much sadder. This boy lives on a farm and is being raised by his uncle. His uncle is really trying to bond with Lester.
Okay, that's the name of the kid.
Yeah,
okay.
It was spelled. But he's just really standoff, and we find out why. I really feel for the boy and the uncle of what happened to why the boy had to live with his uncle and to begin with.
Okay.
I'm not going to spoil that part of the story. Lester's befriends this ex-hockey player who was injured in a game and is kind of slow. He got his head smashed into the wall, so he's kind of like slow in the head. His uncle doesn't approve of it and tells him not to go with this with this guy. And I lost my place. We see Lester, you know, lashing out towards his uncle. His uncle has never had any kids. So they both are really on treaded water here.
Okay, very cool. I like the way you put that, first of all. But how old would the kid be, would you say?
I would say he was maybe...
13, 14?
No, like maybe 10, 11.
Okay, so that sucks. So yeah.
Yeah, so Kenny's uncle, his name of the uncle, confronts home the hockey player named Jim and tells him to leave Lester alone, bro. Like, just don't...
You're a bad influence or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, you know, just because he cusses, he smokes. Jim does all this stuff.
So you can't hang out with me anymore? Can't hang...
But Jim is like a really good friend of this kid. They built a fort and they play cool. and stuff
so
like
they,
that.
So their imaginations together are pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay,
very cool. So he calls him Les, for short, for Lester. Sneaks out and heads over to Jim's anyways. And he sees what's up to Jim. But Jim tells him to get lost. You know, hey, you know what? I don't want to play with you anymore. Because he kind of taking... he's taking the advice of the uncle to kind of like
leave him alone,
keep his distance.
Oh, wow, okay.
Another person has this is like another person that has left him, and Les just sits alone in the cold, not sure how to feel. And his uncle shows up and carries him home.
Okay,
this was a pretty sad book. Spring comes, they do it in different levels, they go fall, winter, and spring.
Okay, very cool.
Spring comes, and the relationship between the two has grown, the uncle and kid. He meets up with Jim, and again, it's been months at this point. I kind of know who Jim is to this kid.
Okay.
And it's sad as they're playing. It's kind of confusing. Your one last game.
Okay.
He's pretending to fight aliens, the kid. But then the way Lumiere draws it, there's like this imaginary spaceship.
Okay.
And it's shooting, and they're kind of ducking. And then homeboy Jim gets like blasted by the...
Aliens.
Okay. Fake aliens.
What?
But he really gets shot.
So his imagination...
I don't know if I don't know if someone else shot him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or I don't know. He really is wounded. And it's fucked up because, you know, which we find out while he's talking to him, while he's dying, who he is to this little boy. Which I won't spoil. But the man that it was just a great story. Like, the kid puts him on a raft and he goes down the river dying. Like, he's dead.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's the end of the first... book
first. Okay,
it's like 200 pages.
So it's a book straight up, like trade paperback.
It's a trade paperback. There's like 500 pages is this thing, and
a lot of work for Jeff Lemire, dude, to write and to draw.
I heard this is like way back when he was just starting, bro. Like,
true. Okay,
way like the second book I'm reading, I'm in the middle of it, and it's about a man that has Alzheimer's.
Okay,
and he goes into like... I don't know if Lemire has Alzheimer's, but he does it perfectly about this old man.
He probably knows somebody then if he's able to write that strong about it.
These books are supposed to come together in the third book
and just tie everything in.
Tie everything together.
Okay.
And I don't know, man. It's you go through it fast.
Like
there's no... It's all dialogue.
I love dialogue, dude. I love conversation pieces. So I got to give you a huge compliment, I guess, dude, more than anything, dude. It's
really good.
Your reviews have fucking been fucking top notch the fucking past fucking been, no, several months, dude.
No, they've been all right.
Like, you're getting me sucked up like, fuck, I want to read this, dude.
This is really
good.
This
is something I'm not reading, and I don't have time to read anymore. It's I have to pick and choose my battles.
This is what I would read.
It's tough, dude. And we'll go into a few things right now, too, after I go through mine.
Okay.
Okay, that one sounds dope, dude. I love it, dude.
It was really good.
First one I'm going to hit is going to be Batman number 25, The War of Jokes and Riddles, Part 1. Tom King's the writer, Mikael Janine is the artist, and June Chung is the inker. Starts off with Batman investigating a crime where we see a man in a theater with a curtain behind him doing stand-up. But the man he's doing the stand-up for happens to be the Joker. That soon fires him, literally. Bam, bam.
Shoot. I did read this, yeah.
Okay. Then we get Batman's inner monologue go off about interrogating everyone that was involved. But then we get a sense of how even Batman is confused over the motivation behind everything. Like, each man knowing they're going to die and each dragging the other person's dead body off the stage onto a heap of dead bodies. Batman says, all I can do is tell the story. Then it jumps into an actual interrogation room where Enigma is. So the Riddler, we haven't seen him since year one. Zero year. I don't want to call it year one. It's zero year. And it's cool because now he's being interrogated. He's locked up since zero year. So now the Gotham City Police Department starts using him to solve crimes, to solve riddles that they can't. So it's like, we'll scratch your back, but we need your help. You can solve this. So the riddle now happens to be the location of where the Joker has been hiding or where he's at. Then we get, we see the Riddler seeming to help the detectives, but the Riddler asks a bunch of fucking dope fucking questions throughout. And I'm not going to go into that because the best dialogue comes between these two characters when they interact together finally. This is really cool. He's in a room, he breaks out, and he starts killing one of the guys that's interrogating him.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of breaks out. But to see the Riddler sadistic like this is fucking dope to see.
Yeah.
And as soon as he's trying, it's not even a breakout, it's a walkout. Like, it's dope the way Tom King has written it. He gives us our bumper in the middle of the show. One of the best fucking interviews we've gotten.
Really good.
Him and Mitch Gerrits are just fucking dope, dude. So, and we got to get Mitch back on. Both of them. So really cool though, because as he's trying to walk out of this fucking Gotham Police Department, there's a bunch of cops and he just starts randomly giving out names, like one name, two names, three names, four names, five names. He doesn't stop and he keeps mentioning a name that each of the cops now have him guns on him.
Oh yes,
he's just saying names like, I know all these people. If you shoot me, if you kill me, if you don't let me walk out of here, they're all fucking dead. And they're like, you fucking asshole.
That's so my technically, kid's name.
Yes. I know your babysitter's name. Just so, again, sadistic is dope, dude. So it's fucking finally cool once he, again, walks out of fucking jail, dude. So now gathering information, dude, it's really cool. Again, I'm not going to go into the riddles, but it's really cool because now the Riddler, the riddle they wanted him to solve was, where is the Joker? After all the maps, after everything he's put together, pieced together, he's able to figure out where the Joker is. And he goes straight to where the Joker, his base is, base camp, I guess, dude, which is like a luxury fucking building apartment, dude, mm-hmm. complex. And he goes and he's able to solve the riddles of the codes of everything. And it's the Riddler being the Riddler and seeing the way Tom King writes the Riddler.
Dope, dude.
So he finally walks up, knock, knock. Who's there? And now he goes to where the Joker is. And it's really cool because this is the best dialogue, dude. It's him, isn't it? Punchlines need to be unpredictable. That's why they're funny. But with him now, everything is predictable. You always lose. This is a Riddler talking to Joker. You need to laugh or else. Who are you? What you don't know is I feel the same way. Riddles, they're all... No. After him, they're all pathetic to me. I can solve anything, but I can't solve him. I need to solve this puzzle or else who else am I? I can't let you solve my puzzle. You can't let me tell your joke. I'd kill you before I let you kill him. And you try to kill me before I do the same. So it's pretty much the Riddler hitting him up like, we both fucking want to take him out. The best way for us to do that, we kind of got to work together. And Joker just being Joker, he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I guess you're right. And he shoots him. Like, straight up. Point blank. Shoots him in the stomach. Right. Dope. Dope scenes. Yeah. And the art is gorgeous, dude, in this, dude. So it's really cool because Batman happens to show up finally. And by this point, the Joker has taken off. And he leaves the Riddler to die. Mm-hmm. He's like, fuck, there's no way I can save him. I gotta stop the Joker. This one guy I don't have to kill. Like, Batman kills anyways. So he bails out. He's unable to find the Joker. So he technically loses both of them because the Riddler happens to survive this gunshot.
And takes off, yeah.
So it takes off. It was really dope just to see that, dude. And it's really cool because at the end, you see Batman's inner monologue. He's actually talking to his fiancée. Has she said yes yet?
She did, right?
They're in bed together. And it's really cool because he's kind of being vulnerable. And he tells her, and so it came over the next months as I fought to hold the city together. Gotham divided, then fell into slaughter, misery, torture, mayhem, havoc, betrayal, devastation, insanity. You have to know what I did, what I had to do during the war of jokes and riddles. And he's talking to Catwoman.
Yeah, so this is all, this is before Joker was Joker. Like, they before, right?
This has to be a few years after Zero Year.
After Siri, okay.
So before Endgame,
before they gave before him a name,
Death of the Family.
Okay, I thought it really read like these were barely characters coming out as these characters, and Batman was barely on the fucking the job
as Batman.
As Batman,
yeah. So this is okay. The first few years.
So this is before I took it as before Joker was actually named. Okay, this is Joker, and this is the Riddler.
It's really cool that like. This is the comic, like, it's issue number 25. Normally, 25, 50s, 100s are milestone issues, so they're longer. Mm-hmm. This one flew by. It was such a good read. This is, honestly, book of the year material for me, because I love villains. And to see two villains dialogue, talking to each other and everything, the way Joker tells jokes throughout the story, and the way Riddler gives riddles throughout the story, and then them finally meeting together is dope, dude. I read Batman number 26, which is the War of Jokes and Riddles Part 2. Tom King, still McKean Janine, and Jim Chung. This one starts off with a taxi dropping off a man that goes to a quiet home and starts shooting. It happens to be the Joker. It jumps to the next page with the Riddler after getting some, I don't know, he's in like a makeshift doctor's fucking office asking for a mirror. That ends up killing the doctor, leaving riddles behind. But normally it's really cool. He just leaves question marks and blood. And this is what he's doing. But now he's using a different MO than what he normally does. So his mode of operation is, I'm going to leave a riddle, solve it, and this is where I'm going to be. I'm going to have another riddle for you. That's his normal MO. But this one now, we got some doctors breaking down what it is. Not leaving clues, but a message this time. I'm going to kill you, Joker. Then I'm going to laugh. So, again, the villain aspect, the villain versus villain, I love more than the hero versus the villain. Like, the driving force behind of a villain, what motivates a villain. You know, I always love that. And the way Tom King is bringing it to the table is fucking dope, dude. So, more worried about the Riddler now, even more than Batman, he puts a hit on him with the 1 hour time limit. So really cool is they act quick finding the Riddler, but he happens to be with Poison Ivy, and they just have this common bond, and she helps him get away. So it's really cool because now it jumps back to the Joker meeting with the boss that he contacted, saying, it's been an hour. He's still not dead. So, here are your mother's teeth. And it's how the fuck did you get in here? It's the Joker being sadistic too, though. Like, it fucked up, dude. All the while, Batman is trying to capture both, but it's really dope to see how both sides warring has put a rift between the whole criminal element, leaving them to choose sides now. So that was issue 26.
That's pretty good, dude.
And again, dude, it's really dope. Tom King, fuck me. He's doing a great job on fucking Batman. So let's talk about it real quick. We read what we love. I don't have enough time
now, for it. Now we are reading what we love.
Yeah, and I love Tom King. I'm going to follow that guy, whatever the fuck he writes from here on out, just like Jeff Lemire. So, yeah, dude, I loved it. It was book of the week. Issue number 25 was book of the year, dude. Candidate.
Yeah, it was a little confusing.
Yeah.
In 25, just who was talking, who wasn't. And I know it's color-coordinated, but it's like, who the hell is he talking about? He's talking about the Joker, he's talking about Batman. But it was good. It was really good. Art's beautiful.
We have a lot of time, right?
Yeah, we got maybe like
10 minutes, 10, 20 minutes. Okay, cool. Okay, well, let's jump into a few things real quick. So, on the topic, we have to be picky about what we read.
Yes, because there's no time.
There is no time for us. I mean, I work too much, and I want to live life more than just working all the time. And it sucks to look at reading as a chore to do this. But then reading articles, as many articles as I read, just for the first half of the show, is an ass-kicker, too.
Dude. Right.
Like, I put in work into the show to make it somewhat decent.
Right.
If we're going to talk about that, back to your reviews you've been giving. Top notch, dude.
Well, I've been staying away from, like you just said, I'm tired
of... Take it there, because I want to go there.
I'm tired of reading books that are just not good anymore. And it's sad that maybe the first, I don't know, 100 episodes, Marvel was like, yeah, Marvel Comics is the shit. Fuck DC.
Image is dope.
Well, back then, it was like, Marvel. Yeah, for me, personally for me.
Oh, there you go. There you go. For me. We'll go there. Yeah, yeah.
And then, man, this past year, they suck, dude.
Marvel is not good right now. Daredevil was good.
Well, okay, who's writing it?
Charles Soule.
Okay, they got Charles Soule. They got... Everyone hates Bendis. I like Bendis, but he's...
I like Bendis.
He's writing Iron Man.
Yeah, and I'm liking the way he's writing Iron Man. No one's reading that. It's going to get canceled soon.
Right? Did you hear the news that they're going to take off Dan Slott?
Why? Off of Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, and guess who they're going to put on? The only writer that Marvel has, and he fucking sucks.
Oh, my God.
Nick Spencer?
Oh, jeez, Spencer,
what the
dude.
Fuck his name is? Ruins. He's ruining...
Marvel. I'm not enjoying Marvel right now.
Their summer event sucks balls.
It's terrible, dude.
Secret Empire.
Yeah, I'm honestly digging. Give me Nightwing. Give me Batman, dude. Yeah. Like, again, guys, if this is a jumping on point for you guys, if you guys aren't reading anything, fucking Batman is consistent, dude. It's one of the top tier fucking titles ever. But if it's written this fucking good, and I'm a villain guy anyways, but if it's really fucking good and the art is dope, dude.
It's a $2.99, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a $3.99. $2.99. That's the only one I didn't go up. Oh, all right. Yeah, I believe it's $2.99. I just have so much money. I don't know. I just buy comics.
I don't care about the price, sir.
No, it's that one. I know it's $2.99 because they don't give a code. They raise the prices of some of them. They gave a code out for DC. Finally did it. But it's a $2.99 book, and this book beats every $4.99. Every $3.99 Marvel is putting out right now.
Yeah.
Nothing but crap except for Daredevil.
Daredevil's good and there's no Magneto.
No, there's no Magneto. X-Men's are terrible right now.
Colin Bunn, I need to jump on the X-Men again. But there's so much shit to read, and it's hard to do it, guys. So we're gonna branch off to what we normally talk about. And I'm going to read more trades. Trades I fucking love. I'm going to review Underwater Welder soon. Like, it's a book I want, and it's Jeff Lemire. And Animal Man was so fucking dope, dude. The most underrated. It won.
I'm waiting for Omnibus.
Of
Animal Man. Yeah. I did put an order for some books.
Dope, dude.
With Amazon.
Good.
So I'm picking up Avengers.
Through thecomicsyndicate.com.
Hickman's Run.
Dope.
The big one I picked up, Daredevil, Mark Waid.
Very cool. So, Mark Waid. Okay, yes.
Omnibus.
Yes.
I picked that up. So good, like, dude. 1 through 30.
Yeah, and we're going to hit those too, dude. And I want to do more like last week you said you really liked the origin stories. So fuck it. Let's pick Eternal Warrior. It's a character I know more. I mean, I grew up with fucking, a bunch of the Valiant characters too, but it's just... life, like, we gotta choose what we like, and if you guys want a quick scenario or fucking input on any character, Cyclops, Wolverine, Magic, fucking anyone, we can fucking designate, like, fuck, it's a comic we don't have to read.
Right.
It's just us talking about a character that nobody knows about.
Well, I heard that you, like, we were talking about Valiant. Valiant, and then I heard, I don't know if I spoke about this last week, I forgot, but they said that we are focusing on like a handful of titles.
Yeah.
And we're doing this so that people don't have to get in so much involved like in Marvel where you have to know this, you have to know this, you have to buy this, you have to buy this spinoff, and this one, and this one, and this one. So this company is only putting out maybe two comic books a week, maybe if none that, a week,
yeah.
maybe four a month.
If that, yeah, yeah.
And it helps people that are that the get kind of scared.
Yeah.
We're like, oh shit, I gotta read fucking 700 issues of Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Or what do you mean? What about this event?
Yeah.
Do I have to buy all these other ones?
Which
to
is great.
Read it?
Yeah.
No, they do it. They do a little bit.
Yeah.
And they focus more on story. But the art's beautiful. So
yeah, they still have top notch fucking talent, dude.
It's a really good. I used to make fun of him. Like, who the fuck are these guys? IDW
is still up there. Image is fucking still dope. Like, I want to go back and review Southern Bastards again. I've fallen off on great titles.
I fell off of it, dude. I want to read it too.
So I mean, there are great fucking titles out there. There's a Jonathan Hickman run going on still that I Black Mask,
I think.
And it's just, I love Jonathan Hickman, but the time, like, fuck me, dude. Fuck me.
You just gotta fucking
Pick your battles, my friend.
Pick your battles.
I mean, that's all it is, dude. So if you guys want us to do Origins, this goes out to anyone. If there's an obscure character you don't know about, if you want to know about Animal Man, is fucking dope, dude. If you want to know about the Tick, if you want to know about fucking Swamp Wolverine, Thing. Swamp Thing is fucking dope, dude. Where the fuck is he in the DC universe right now? Like, fuck. Everything we were liking and we were reviewing hardcore, it's like, no, these are the only guys that are talking about it or like it or are reading it. So
yeah,
it's going to get canceled. All right, man. That's all we got. I'm finally glad we finally got to hit that. All right, man. You guys can find my boy.
You can find me at Bem the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find the CS Bell somewhere. She's whoring around. You guys just subscribe to the podcast more than anything. Jump into any podcast site. Type in the Comic Syndicate and subscribe. Share the podcast more than anything. You guys can find me at For the Villain. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.